What's up? Welcome to Chapter One, Knowing the Business. Now, this is kind of a top-level approach to how to make yourself a better marketer. And really, growth marketers, what they do is they understand the business and the needs within the business. And that's kind of how we shape what our marketing strategies are going to look like. So the first question you want to ask yourself are, what are the overall business goals? Okay, so align with what the vision is of senior leadership. The reason why you do this is because you'll have a better, you'll basically build better ROI for your own marketing strategies if you know what the overall business goals are. So the things that I do is I always ask questions, especially if I'm new to a company. I'm always asking, what are the goals? Even when I'm tasked with a specific marketing strategy or a task, whatever it may be, I pressure the people that are requesting those to the marketing team to determine what their goals are up front. Because if you don't know what your business goals are for anything, you're just going to get random asks all the time. And you need to kind of manage that relationship and say, what are the business goals so that we have a better approach and can produce a better ROI in terms of our marketing strategy. So always be asking questions. That is probably my favorite question to ask anyone is, what is the result, or what is the result that you want, or what is the goal? What's the business goal for us doing X, Y, and Z, for us executing on this marketing strategy? What do you want that outcome to be? And you'd be shocked how many people or senior leadership can't actually answer that question. And it challenges them to give you just gives them more pressure to give you as much kind of in-depth knowledge or know-how of what they're really looking for. Second one is learn from senior leadership. Take this one with a grain of salt, because be wary of who you reach out to. Understand that some people are kind of stuck in their ways, and you've always heard what this is the way we've done it in the past, this is the way we do it. Well, let me just break a hard truth to you and tell you that marketing changes on a monthly basis, let alone on a yearly basis. So just be careful about who you're going after or asking questions to, because they might be holding on or clinching to some of those strategies that have worked back in, I'm not even exaggerating, the 90s, or even in the past 5 years. And, marketing is changing. So you always want to take that with a grain of salt, but it is good to understand kind of where the company has been, picking the brains of specifically the CEO. Like I mentioned in the intro, I do this all the time. The CEO's vision is important, and you want to align, which brings us to the next part, align marketing with the company goals. And most of the time the CEO sets those goals, or if you're VC backed or whatever it may be, but you want to align company goals. And I'll tell you why you want to align all your marketing strategy, obviously, with the company goals. And typically the most common company goal is what, to drive revenue. But, some politics come into play when it comes to certain things, but let me just say this. The easiest way to sell a new strategy is to show how it will benefit others internally. So if you have a sales team that's struggling with lead generation or whatever it might be, you're going to have to sell a specific lead gen tool or email platform that's going to come with a cost most likely, and then you're going to have to build it. It's a little bit of time. Understanding and setting expectations to the entire team is very important, okay? I've done this at many companies. I'll give you an example. I worked for a Japanese company, and I spent 50% of my time there just educating and setting expectations for senior leadership and really selling other marketing platforms that I wanted to use, but they needed to purchase. So I remember one being a $100,000 investment just for the platform. And as a result, we did a phenomenal job. It was an SEO tool, and I'll go into detail of which SEO tool that was later in a later time. But basically I had to sell this. It took 6 months to sell this to the company, multiple meetings in front of executive leadership. And I think that made me good at what I was doing in terms of knowing the marketing, because I had to go deep into, how to actually execute on our SEO campaign, and then, backed it up with proven results. So again, align with marketing, align your marketing, with company goals, ask questions, pick the brains of senior leadership. The CEO is always a good one. And like I mentioned, I don't know any CEOs that aren't open to mentor you, or at least shed some business insights on you if you ask the questions. Really, they hired a marketer to generate more revenue for this company. It's good to understand what are short-term goals, what are long-term goals. And you should already know that as a marketer, what drives short-term revenue, what's a more sustainable business play in terms of marketing. But ask questions. That's the whole point of this chapter one is knowing the business. You have to be an expert in the business. You don't have to necessarily know all the products, but you have to know what the overall goals are for this business. You have to obviously know the industry a little bit too, but that's number one. I'll see you at chapter two.